Hi, I'm Gabrielle Labaji. I'm an actress, and you're tuning in to Watch Your Art. I hope you enjoy.
Cool. Tell me when to go. And welcome to another episode of What's Your Art, guys. My name's Anton, and I'll be your host for this podcast. So today, we have the amazing Gabrielle Olabaji with us today. She's an actress. You might have seen her in Lion King, Hairspray, down at the West End. An incredible, talented young lady here with us today just to talk about her journey as an actress, as a creative, and also just to tap into her creative perspectives and how she sees her creativity and what it means to her in the future as well. So without further ado, Gabby, welcome to the show.
Hi.
So how's it been?
It's been good.
Yeah, any auditions so far?
Yeah, more networking than anything, I would say, than auditions. It's been pretty quiet.
Yeah.
Had a few come in.
Okay.
Have something interesting, hopefully. Ooh. Yeah, so it'll be good.
To be discussed later.
To be discussed.
Got you.
Later.
Well, thank you so much for jumping on the podcast. Like, so talk to me. You're an actress, a creative overall. How do you see yourself in the future when you're taking your acting career forward into the future? What would you change? And is there a certain perspective that you want to apply and see with the work that you do for the future?
Yeah, at the moment, I'm really, really into the characters. So the female characters who might not be necessarily deemed as strong in reality as of yet, almost deemed as aggressive or just pretty ratty rather than strong and ambitious. Those are the kind of characters I'm leaning into now, whether like you're, you know, the superhero or you're from the pits of hell.
Right.
Like, I'm into it all at the minute. So that's something I feel like I want to see more in the future.
Okay.
Because quite often we don't get those stories for women, especially black women.
Right.
And we don't get hero stories without struggle at the beginning. I just want to see more black women strong from the start and end off even stronger at the end of the story. So,
So is that what you want to kind of like take on board in terms of for yourself first and giving the inspiration for other young up and coming female actresses?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah? I feel like we rarely see these characters in real life. Like, we might find them in fantasies, and when they are in fantasies, we don't see many dark-skinned women in those characters. But more or less more real-life stories.
Yeah.
So even your teen dramas or your dramedies, having those strong black women from the get-go, rather than deeming them as, like, aggressive or, you know, the know-it-alls, just, you know, these strong women just living life, doing things.
So talk to me about, you know, when you're in the zone of acting, right? How does that relate to what you do on a day-to-day, or how does it relate to Gabby or Gabrielle? And then, you know, obviously when you're in character, you're a different character. Does it kind of like conflict at points, and do you feel different emotions? Talk to me about that process. I'm very intrigued to find out. Obviously acting is way different to dancing, even though we might have similar similarities, but obviously when it comes to acting, you gotta completely shut down Gabrielle and then get into the acting mode. So how does that work for you?
I feel like the first step is to just be extremely disciplined. So to understand that you're a vessel simply for this character. So it's my body, but I'm the soul of somebody else. So that's the easiest way to first of all not judge your character.
Right.
Because you're not going to play your character authentically or play the character to its truest feelings or its truest self by judging the character. So that's the first thing I try to remind myself and just stay on that.
Yeah.
And anytime I feel myself straying away from that, I just remind myself that I'm just a vessel for this character. There's no judgment.
Yeah.
I just have to understand you and need to build this connection. I almost look at characters how I view my best friend.
Okay. Talk to us more about that.
I find that way I can detach myself from the role. So I love my best friend, and I hope she knows that. Shout out to best friend. How I tend to view it is, if my best friend, I don't want to say her name, think she's comfortable with that.
That's
if she's to call me in like a frenzy, where she's gotten herself into like an extreme issue.
Right.
What? How would I act in her best interest to either get her out of it, or how do I resolve it with her?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the idea where I meet this character halfway, and we become one, in all honesty, to determine the solutions for this character, determine like how this character kind of dresses, how they speak, the way they walk. And ultimately, once they marry each other, you can really, really tell on camera.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing I would say I do. The second thing I would say is I listen to the music of the character. So the vibe that she's giving off is what I try and portray. And I feel like music can really, really take you somewhere. So I know we had this conversation about like dance and acting not being...
Yeah, but in some ways, cross paths. Yeah.
Exactly that, because I feel like when I can make a playlist for a character, that's when I can really become a character. I can really understand their thoughts, their feelings, how they view the world, how they view, you know, history, just different elements of culture and art. Because for me, I'm someone who dives deep into culture and art. And don't get me wrong, as we said, like, they're two separate people, but that's the way I'm going to marry them.
So you get a deeper understanding.
Yeah, there's layers. I'm able to add layers to the character by doing these things, by listening to the type of music. That way as well, I provoke thoughts of the character.
Yes.
So I'm able to enter that character's world in more depth.
So you're fully in the zone.
Yeah.
And you get to be that best version of for that character.
Pretty much. Right? That's the way it is. In any circumstance, it's about being the best version of that character.
Absolutely.
So that's what I try to portray. So things like music, that trigger thoughts. I might walk like the character at times. To really, really to get into that character.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, like when you said about dance, like when you put it like that, you know, even for as a dancer, you get into the zone, you get into the feeling, and whether it be different genres, right? Let's say funk, playing funk. So you know you get into this funky character. For me personally, I have like five elements in my dance styles. So I always choose one of those five elements when I get into the performance or freestyle, whatever the case is. So it's interesting because obviously for you have to study the character first, get to know the character, maybe even the history or, you know, the future or whatever that character is going through at that moment, which is incredible because, you know, you got to have talent for that. You got to have talent, and that talent, I think it doesn't, yes, you can learn, but I think it's just gotta come as a gift as well. That's how I see it. So that's why I respect like actors and actresses, because it's a lot. Like you gotta put yourself through this and to be able to come out the other end completely different person. So how does this play a part in your life? Do you take a lot of inspiration from your acting career to then put into your own life, like in terms of your day to day?
Yeah, acting is a lot of learning. I'm constantly learning about a character. I'm constantly learning about, you know, the world of this character. So that character can come from Brooklyn, New York, and I'm literally traveling, you know, theoretically to Brooklyn, New York to become this person, this person, to understand this person nonetheless. And I feel like, it can be challenging because I'm not from that world.
Yeah.
But I need to understand that.
You need to understand that.
But within that, there's also knowledge that I get and I gain from that. So I can learn a piece of history from New York.
Mm-hmm.
I can learn a piece of history from, you know, any part of the world where I'm kind of playing, or, you know, I feel like that's the beauty in it all.
Yeah.
That I'm constantly learning something. Yeah. You know, I'd say when emotions meet, though, that's kind of where it gets challenging, because if it's not an emotion that I'm used to feeling,
then
that's when I'm like, okay, well, and that's when I have to find kind of deeper understanding as to why this character's kind of feeling like that, as to why,
so you need more time to adjust, or
pretty much it depending on what the role is, depending on the circumstances of the character. That's what I would say. The circumstances of the character will really, really play a part in like how I rein that in, or how I like elevate it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, future-wise, like, where do you see acting going, like, in your own perspective? And, you know, is there any part of you that you want to inspire someone else apart from the acting scene, if that makes sense, with what you do and how you do things. Like, any thoughts on that?
I would say in terms of inspiration, just to kind of go with what feels right, I would say. Don't do things that don't feel right,
mm-hmm.
In any career that you're in.
Yeah.
And explore and take risks, because that's the only way you're going to get better and that's the only way you're going to elevate. I feel like this year for me has been the year where I take risks and I'm seeing things happening, so it's nice. It's refreshing to see as well. Even when things feel like they're lonely, they're not.
Yeah.
That's one thing I would want people to take away. And also to tell your story. Just
very
and
important.
Be proud of your story. Embrace every emotion that's on that story. It's something I was speaking about actually with my sister, in terms of like how life is and how beautiful it can be, even when you're feeling those emotions of like real downfall.
Yeah.
Just to really embrace those moments. Because they do a lot for you. They teach you a lot of things.
It makes you who you are, right?
Exactly that. And without who you are, you can't become who you're meant to be. So.
Yeah. And I think everyone struggles with it. I used to struggle with that for a long time, where I had to kind of like show, oh, this is me, it's the perfect me. But then I later on realized, the more I spoke to like-minded people, where, you know what, you gotta share your story. And that story might be ugly at times, but you know what, that's, you had to go through that to be able to become who you are today. So, you know, even for me, I encourage any creative with whatever element that you're in, if you're a singer, dancer, actress, actor, if you're making pottery, whatever you're doing creatively, show them who you are through that work. I think that's the best way to kind of like represent yourself as a creative. And it's one, for me anyways, I don't know if it's for you as well, it's a spiritual journey. Two, it's a way of life.
Agreed. I feel like there's nothing more liberating than being able to tell your story through creativity. And it's one thing that I'm proud of in terms of this journey. If there's anything I would say, like in terms of being the future, that would be the most thing I'm proud of, the actual journey that I've taken to actually get to where I want to be and get to where I need to be.
Yeah. Amazing. Gabby, what's next for you? Like, what's the future looking like?
I'll be honest with you, the Emmys. There's like no other. Yeah, we're going to hit the BAFTA Rising Star.
That's it.
First, and then the Emmys.
Going strong.
Probably the Oscars, but depends.
Got you. Yeah. Well, you know what? Like, sky's the limit, right?
Yeah.
And I just want to say all the best for the future. You know, I think the creative community is a sacred community where we can always share and bounce off each other's ideas and just help everyone to grow. So this is why I'm building the community here at What's Your Art. And thank you so much for joining the podcast, and all the best. Guys, make sure to follow Gabrielle on all of her journeys, and whenever her films or shows come out, she'll let us know and we'll let you guys know. So making sure that you guys buy your tickets and go support our local artists. Until then, guys, see you next episode. Peace. That was good.
I enjoyed that.